Help us get across the finish line. You'll make the difference as our newsroom plans for the year ahead, allowing us to tell bigger, bolder, and more in-depth stories. So become a monthly donor. Give now at wbez.org/donate.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Concerns about teen gatherings in Chicago have grown amid conversations about violence and public safety. My WBEZ colleague Summer Van Benton spoke with one teen who organizes gatherings on the South Side.
18-year-old Nunu Coleman says his goal is to give Chicago teens a safe space to dance and turn up with their friends. He says not all teens want to go to places like the library, some want nightclubs.
It's plenty of places adults can go to that we cannot attend, that's safer for them. So now when it's time for us to have fun, oh, y'all so bad.
Coleman says he understands parties can sometimes get out of hand, but violence is never the goal.
And I keep asking for a safe space, and I'm going to keep fighting for it.
He says sometimes when adults are in the room, they drown out younger voices and needs. Coleman says he appreciates adults who try to create fun and safe environments for teens. Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
Chicago Public Schools has to close a $732 million budget gap for the upcoming academic year. A lot of proposed cuts are on the table. Chicago teachers' union officials said they were told in meetings that the district had been considering shortening the school year. But yesterday, CPS CEO Macklin King said that's not an option.
This is a student-centered budget that prioritizes the things that our students need to thrive, especially their instructional time. Let me be clear with our parents and guardians. We will not limit instructional time for students next year based on this budget.
District officials also said they won't cut crossing guards or the Safe Passage program that helps students get to school. But schools are likely to lose teachers, assistant principals, and other staff. A Chicago man has been charged in relation to an alleged plot to attack a mixed martial arts event on the White House lawn. Alexander Iniguez Mercado faces a count of obstruction of justice outlined in a grand jury indictment made public today. Federal officials say Mercado deleted an encrypted messaging app after being questioned about his role in the planning of an attack. The UFC spectacle marked President Donald Trump's birthday on June 14th. Chicago's historic Music Box Theater is debuting its third screen this weekend. It's the latest in an era of growth for the Art House Cinema after it expanded into Minnesota earlier this year. My WBEZ colleague Courtney Kippers has more.
The new 98-seat theater is housed within Music Box's existing Lakeview footprint. The project was funded in part by a community development grant from the city. Here's co-owner Brody Sheldon talking about the project last December.
What we're doing with the third theater is sort of just creating the historic vibe, even though it's a brand new theater. So the idea is to have a modern audiovisual experience within a historic space.
Theater 3 opens with screenings of the 1992 film Careful. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Bears fans have a shot to appear on the big screen. The casting company behind Holiday Touchdown, a Bears love story, is looking for extras. The Hallmark movie collab with the Chicago Bears was announced yesterday. In a social media call-out, 4-Star Casting says they're seeking any football fans who are at least 18 years old. Having your own vintage Bears gear is encouraged. Filming starts in Chicago next month. You're listening to The Rundown. The epic family drama Leopoldstadt was the last script penned by legendary playwright Tom Stoppard before he died in 2025. The Broadway version of the show boasted a cast of 38 actors. Writers Theater in Glencoe is staging a slightly slimmed-down version directed by Stoppard's frequent collaborator, Carrie Perloff. WBEZ's Mike Davis went backstage at Writers to make this audio postcard.
50 years ago, you couldn't get a foot in. You couldn't travel without a permit. You couldn't get a bed for the night in village or town except in the Jewish quarter. And if you lived in Vienna, you lived in Leopoldstadt.
I'm Carrie Perloff. I'm the director of Leopoldstadt, which is the final play by Tom Stoppard. Tom Stoppard had a very complicated life, much of which he didn't know that much about as an adult. So he was born in Zlín, Czechoslovakia. His father was the Jewish surgeon at the Bata shoe factory Inslin. And when the Nazis invaded Czechoslovakia in 1940, he and his parents and brother Peter were evacuated. I would say the 30 years that I knew him, he got more and more interested in his past, as people do when they get older, and he started to sort of explore, and he was very close to Václav Havel in Prague. So when he started going to Czechoslovakia, that gave him a chance to plug in a little bit again to his past, although most of his family had been killed. Unlike my family, which fled on March 15th, 1938, fled Vienna and got out after the Anschluss, and most of my family did not die in the Holocaust and made it to America, Tom's family did not make it out. So the family tree at the end of this play, not to give away the play, but is full of characters who were gassed at Auschwitz, and that was Stoppard's family story. The play is sort of part of his lifelong struggle to discover who he was.
Best of all, I would have liked my son to be a great composer. A virtuoso of the piano would be almost as good, but alas. So, Jacob will take over Merz and Company from his father and grandfather, as is the nature of things, and I'll have done my duty to the business.
It's really important that we're doing this in a Jewish community, and I will say the community of Glencoe has been unbelievably supportive of this play. This is an enormous endeavor for Writers Theatre to do. We have to salute them that Braden Abraham was brave enough to take this on. This play is enormous, thorny, complicated, beautiful. It has 150 costumes and wigs, and seriously, and this community said, we want this story. We need this story.
Becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, expect lows in the lower 60s, clearing tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.